This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Resource Center. It's Wednesday. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Founded in 1997, this Malaysian entity has gone global in less than 20 years. That's 450 outlets in 8 countries. Now, we'll talk about Secret Recipe. Now, other than Secret Recipe, it also has Beyond Veggie by Secret Recipe and Red Lobster plus other brands. What is its staying power and what happens behind the scenes? Helping out behind the scenes is Jessie Lau, the Chief Operating Officer of Secret Recipe. Welcome, Jessie.
Thank you.
I know you come from a very different industry prior to joining Secret Recipe. So what were you doing before and what made you join the company?
Okay, I actually was in the construction engineering, a man's world. And suddenly an opportunity came by and recommended by a friend. So I just popped in to interview with the founder. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I got a job. And after the first interview, yeah.
And you've been there for...
About 13 years.
Oh, 13 years.
Yes.
And so, you know, you mean, think about Secret Recipe, it's close to 20 years now, right?
Yep.
When was its first foray overseas and why was it necessary?
After we won the best cheese, marble cheesecake in town in 1998, we actually, about 1 year plus to 2 years, we felt that why not go to neighboring countries like Singapore, you know? So we started off with Singapore, whereby it's just across the, you know.
Across the river.
Across the river, okay. Then, you know, we felt that the preference, the cultures, the values and all that are not very far different. Mm. So the taste line and all that are quite similar. So we actually started that for about 6 months. Then after that, we followed by Indonesia.
Right.
And other countries to go in, yeah.
So now to date, you were just sharing some figures, 450.
Yeah. Yes, 450 over 8 countries besides Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia. We do have in Thailand, China, we have in Myanmar, Cambodia, and in the upcoming June, July, we'll have in Maldives.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So obviously there's a franchise.
Yes, there's a franchise. Most of the our outlets overseas are our franchise, except China.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So now in Malaysia, how many would they be?
We have about coming to 300, about 290 something. Yeah, about 300 number of outlets.
And all these are franchised.
We have about 2/3 of it are actually franchised out.
Okay. So and if you talk about all these, I have to pardon the pun. Does the recipe need to change in the different countries? Like, I mean, let's say China, for example.
Yeah. For example, we do have, you know, cakes. Actually, the recipe is the same, except for some localized certain food.
Mm.
Anything out from our countries, Malaysia, we do sell Malaysian food like satay, you know.
Okay.
Like in China, because we realize that they actually love to eat noodles. Mm. And then we also have to learn there are 4 different weathers and seasons.
Okay.
So we also look at into, they prefer to have noodles and rice. So we have like char kway teow. We do have Cantonese fry. And do have mi mama, you know, satay and all that in to localize and adapt. But of course, the recipe for the cake is still the same.
Okay.
Yeah, we localize part of the food to cater the target markets.
What's Maldives going to be like?
It's quite similar. Actually, the layout of the branding all is the same. Color is the same.
Right.
So we actually localize about 10% of food.
Okay.
Let's say, for example, if India or whichever, they actually, you know, love more vegetarian and all that. So we will cater more vegetarian food for them, and we have to have a separate kitchen to prepare the vegetarian food and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
So other than Singapore or Brunei, I guess, the other countries, there's some fine-tuning.
Yes, about 10% fine-tuning.
Indonesia,
yeah.
Thailand.
Yes, yes. Like, for example, Thailand, they prefer more sweet sugar and also, I think, sweet kind of thing. So we actually add in more food and that actually that tailor their taste bud and all that. The other thing is, like, for example, countries like Philippines and all that, they love a lot of, their tastes are very pungent and very herbs-based.
Okay.
So we do more on rice with a lot of herbs and all that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm. Do we take any of these recipes and try it out in Malaysia? Because Malaysians, I think, more adventurous.
We do have 1 or 2 items specialty in the sense. Yeah. We actually come in a seasonal in the sense that, no, we roll out. If okay, then we test it out. Like, it will come by once in a while. It won't come out like all year round, or it's not available all year round.
Right. Yeah. Now, the F&B industry, it's evolved so much, you know, in the last few years. How has Secret Recipe evolved to stay on trend?
What we do is actually we do have a customer's focus group on a monthly basis. Apart from them, our own top management, we do go around and do a research. Being in the secret recipe, we are actually fast moving. So we are, most of the time, we are just first mover. So we have a lot of, you know, Me Too product available most of the time. So what we do is achieve, besides the focus group where we involve customers, our suppliers, and also our internal teams, we actually brainstorming on what are the things that's coming, what are the trend right now, next 6 months to a year, and all that. Then we will get ready of those products and then do an R&D and all that. Then we do test market before we launch the product.
Okay, so 13 yeah. years in the company, how have you seen Malaysian customers change?
Well, they are more affluent right now, and they travel more often right now, and they are actually very educated in the sense that they prefer to, they know what's quality all about, and they know what kind of ingredients they are putting in, and so they actually will demand for a better quality products, and they're willing to buy something more expensive nowadays. Okay. So that's all. Right now we also come with about 6 to 7 kind of cakes of a different range of we call it premium range cakes and all that.
Okay, yeah. Which are available at the outlets?
Yes, available at the outlets, yes.
All outlets or certain outlets? Certain
all the outlets. All the outlets.
Yeah. Now, in GST as well, has that impacted the business in any way?
Not exactly, because GST is supposed to be not no price increase in a sense, but most of the time the price increase is because of the currency that actually depreciated and all that. So because most of the products are all imported, especially chocolates and cream and also the cheese and all that, so therefore, you know, but we still remain certain values to it and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were saying earlier on that there are changes to the recipes, but that's more for the food. The cakes?
Not to say that the recipe. Let's say, for example, if we are selling like our most popular right now is absolute chocolate or all the chocolate indulgence, the recipe for cakes is still the same.
Okay.
But we actually tailor made in the sense that if, let's say, we are selling the similar product in Malaysia, of course, we don't change the taste. Mm. But we offer different type of products.
Okay.
Range of products. Like, for example, we don't sell fried kway teow in Malaysia, but we do have it in China.
Okay.
We do have it Cantonese fried in China, yeah, but not in Malaysia. Or satay, you know, but satay, the taste is the same within Malaysia and in China.
Okay, I'm here with Jessie Lau, the CEO of Secret Recipe, and we'll talk a little bit more about what they do in terms of marketing and, of course, the other brands under Secret Recipe. Stay tuned. Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
It's Resource Centre. This is Frida Liu, Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. We've got Jessie Lau, the Chief Operating Officer of Secret Recipe here, sharing some secrets. You know, we talk about how, you know, with Secret Recipe, there are 450 outlets in 8 countries, 219 in Malaysia. What do you do to support these franchises in terms of marketing and also other areas?
Okay, we do a lot of, like, you know, above the line, whereby it's, you know, billboards, you know, we actually have a collaboration with the banks and all that, and our suppliers to look into print media too, and also localized areas like RRT and even big malls and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apart from that, we also do into individual outlets by itself, which is very location basis, whereby they actually can do their own in-house pre-media in terms of buntings or leaflets to go around neighboring areas and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
So these are basically.
Do you provide training, HR training for the staff as well?
Yeah, we do the training actually. All the while is on the job and also before the opening of the particular location by itself and all that. We actually have about 1 month to 3 months training, intensive training from department to department for the franchisees staff and all that.
Okay.
Even for our own principally owned staff, we also have to go through all these trainings. Yeah.
Okay, so does Secret Recipe go through a facelift every so often? You know, as that seems to be the case with F&B establishments.
Yes, as in a lifestyle kind of cafe, we really have to constantly actually upgrade our facelift and all that. If you notice, way back in 1997, our colour and layout is more like blue and red kind of thing.
Okay.
Then we evolve into reddish and white. And now if you look at certain outlets, you look at, you know, a bit black and contemporary kind of earthy background and all that. Even the menu also has changed so far, including the you know, the layout and also the seatings plus also the ambience itself.
Okay.
So we have to, because it's a moving market and it's a lifestyle kind of thing.
When you say it's a lifestyle thing, how often do you all change?
I mean, about 2 years.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years, yes.
Okay, so that seems to be the trend.
Yeah, the you trend, have to do that. So we normally have to become the first movers, and most of the malls also requires you to do that changes all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so now there are other brands under Secret Recipe. There's Beyond Veggie, there's Olive Garden, and there's Longhorn. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about each and why y'all decided to go into these different brands.
Okay, because Beyond Veggie is something unique in the sense that we realize that there's a niche in the market, and nowadays people are moving into healthy kind of eating and or healthy lifestyle. So we say that, you know, instead of those traditional mom and pop shop whereby they look into, like, you know, very religious stuff, healthy, you know, eating vegetarian food and all that, either will be in Chinese or very Indian kind of thing. So we say, okay, let's see whether, no, for people who like to say, okay, I don't want to wait until first day in Chinese or 15 days of Chinese to eat, you know, vegetarian only, and I have to go and select which are the vegetarian restaurants to go in.
Yeah.
So we say, okay, we come to come up with a contemporary kind of style and ambience to meet all those young people upcoming that actually very health conscious kind of thing. So we came up with, in between, if you look at the layout, it's very earthy, very greenery, and very fresh kind of looking. And we are not actually using, it is actually mock, it's not a mock
There's
meat.
No mock meat.
No mock meat. It's all fresh veggies and all that with mushroom and all kind of thing. So there's no added preservative and all kind of thing. So it's actually healthy to eat.
Okay. How many Beyond Veggie outlets are there now?
We have about total 10 in Malaysia. Okay. Yeah, right. In Malaysia.
So largely in the Klang Valley.
Largely in the Klang Valley, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And then so Olive Garden.
Yeah. Olive Garden is going to open in Mid Valley on the 25th. On the 25th of May. Yeah. So the other brand is actually Red Lobster, selling all these lobsters and all that. It's all from US.
Uh-huh.
We have already total to date, we have about 3 outlets and one in Intermark, Queen City Mall, and the other one is Gamuda Walk.
Okay.
Upcoming one will be in the Curve and then Sami Putra and the Icon City.
Okay.
So we have about 10 in the pipeline. So we have the rights for Indonesia and Singapore too, besides Malaysia.
Okay. Yeah. Why these different brands? Why are you going to do these different brands?
Okay. We wanted to have a portfolio of F&B in our market because we're actually very good at cakes and also a cafe kind of management. So we thought that, okay, why not move into a bigger role in terms of restaurants?
Right.
So therefore, we actually took the franchise from US to actually operate it and all that.
Yeah. Okay. So then there's Secret Recipe cakes in your local food, and then you have your vegetarian, and then you have Olive Garden, which is Italian.
Yes,
not too many Italian restaurants around.
No, authentic. Actually, very few. Actually, these are real authentic Italian. So we actually very specialized lah. So most of our pasta.
So then you've got that. You've got your
Longhorn,
which is already upcoming.
Already in Queen City Mall. First
and that's since it was steaks and stuff.
Yeah, steaks and stuff. But they do have chicken and lamb if they want to. Yeah, but the variety. Yes.
And of course your Red Lobster. So all these different varieties. Right,
yes.
You know, so what has been some of the I guess from your personal perspective, so what have been some of the greater challenges in handling Secret Recipe? Is it HR, is it operations? You know,
actually involved in many areas, but most critical thing is people. Hiring the right people, you know, selecting the right people to be at the right job is actually quite tough. And nowadays, people do not want to actually have long hours work. So, and then they tend to choose and all that. So, our HR team also have to change in terms of, you know, the cultures and then giving new ideas to recruit people and all that. So, every day we are hunting for people, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, people, selecting the right people, even though our franchisee is to find the right partners to operate the outlet, is also difficult. So, we've gone through a lot of tedious program and all sort of thing to really pick the right one.
Do you all do anything, whether it's in terms of benefiting employees or women?
Okay, we do have, like, you know, flexible hours in terms of, especially because we are a young company and most of our staff are actually quite young and single and all that. But those who are married and all that, they do have flexi hours in the sense that, you know, they don't come too early or whatever kind of thing. So we do have that. And some people want to take sabbatical leave. We allow them to, like, a year kind of thing. So it's something new that we open up because we have to move towards the current needs of the employees and all that.
And if you've got a good employee, you want to keep them, so give them 1 year.
1 year. And then we do also, you know, in our terms, we actually offered, you know, the franchise program for assisting employees who contribute a lot and all that. So they manage to operate. They can operate in a franchise outlet under the company scheme.
Okay. Yeah. So just back to all these new outlets that you've got. You know, I know you want to increase your repertoire. How do you decide what is right for the company?
The combination?
Yeah, the combination.
Yeah. Normally, this one will involve Dato himself as a founder to decide what are the things that are right for the market. But we have to do a survey in the market and all that. We even go to the US to find out what was the thing and all about. So we actually look at the platform, the uniqueness of the particular product, whether how the market can actually accept the products and all that, that no one has it. So right. It's easier, the unique by itself, and easy to actually get the market to actually buy in.
All right. Yeah. What can we expect from Secret Recipe? You know, in the near future.
In terms of growth,
yeah,
definitely we are really growth. We actually conservative grow at least 20 to 30 outlets per year. So there's a lot of places that we actually can go. You know, recently we went to the second level city, which is a suburbs area like Sakin Chan and all that, Pulau Besar and all that. It's amazing. The response is amazing. It's very good. It's double and triple times the Klang Valley kind of thing. Yeah.
Because it's trendy for them.
Yeah, it's trendy for them because it's the only place to hang out.
Okay.
Yeah, in that area and all
so
that.
So now
you're
actually looking at these new rural areas.
Yes, yes.
Not so rural anymore.
Yeah. Yes. The upcoming one, yep.
All right. Thanks for sharing with us, you know, and finding a little bit more behind the brand, Secret Recipe. Been around for close to 20 years. I've been speaking to Jesse Lau, the Chief Operating Officer. You've been listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.